Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, October 25th, 2013, and today we are discussing First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, 82nd Airborne Division, United States Army. Lieutenant Lawrence from Sallis, Texas, is 28 years old. He has served combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, he was assigned as the commander of a platoon in the 4th Brigade of the 82nd Airborne Division. The platoon's previous lieutenant had been wounded and lost by enemy action. 5 days after taking command on July 2, 2012, he was conducting an Afghan-led foot patrol into an Afghan village. The Afghan Army element of the joint patrol began to engage with fire what they thought were Taliban. I've never been to Afghanistan personally, but according to Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who has, a common enemy tactic is for unarmed fighters on motorcycles with cell phones to track movements of American patrols, later setting them up for ambush. In fact, this tactic had previously been used against this very platoon, with 4 men being wounded. 3 Afghans approached the platoon on a motorcycle. Lieutenant Lawrence ordered his gun truck to open fire on them. He saw them as a threat to his platoon. Aerial surveillance backed up his assessment of the ground situation. Colonel West said, quote, "It seems obvious that enemy scouts reporting a unit position and movements in order to facilitate an ambush would define, quote, hostile intent, but not according to the watered-down rules of engagement with which our warriors must contend. Rules of engagement permit firing on Afghans only when they have hostile intent and demonstrate hostile action." His patrol later captured 1 Afghan on a motorcycle, confirmed as Taliban. 2 Afghans had been killed by Lieutenant Lawrence's platoon's fire. The bodies of the 2 dead Afghans contained no cell phones, no radios, no weapons. Later that day, he was placed on suspension. His weapon was taken from him. He was told nothing for 5 days. Then he was sent to Kandahar for 2 months, where he waited for the rest of his deployment. Upon returning to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on September 23, 2012, he was reassigned to administrative duties. On Tuesday, January 15, 2013, he was charged with 2 counts of murder and some lesser charges. The 2 soldiers who fired at the Afghans said they never felt threatened and would not have shot had Lieutenant Lawrence not ordered it. They said they didn't see any hostile action or hostile intent from the men. A 10-member jury of military officers convicted Lieutenant Lawrence of 2 counts of murder and other related charges, including obstruction of justice, for lying about whether the bodies had been searched or not. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison to be served at Fort Leavenworth. His mother, Anna Lawrence, was quoted by the New York Times as saying, quote, "Any military mother, if I was you, I'd get them out of the military. I'd get them home." Well, murder, when it's committed on a mass scale, like when it's done by generals or presidents, can seem honorable or even noble. After all, the President of the United States sits in his office every Tuesday morning and pores over his kill list. His list with more than 100 names on it of people he has never met, has seen nothing but perhaps some distant picture sent by somebody operating a computer on the other side of the world, and he decides who lives and who dies. His drone strikes have killed thousands, perhaps tens of thousands. Who knows how many civilians, how many innocents. That is just collateral damage. That is murder on a daily basis, on a mass scale, by the President of the United States and by generals. After all, folks, that is what they do. But when it's done on such a small scale, like Lieutenant Lawrence was convicted of doing it, when he had no thought or idea, apparently, about committing murder, well, then it's just a crime. It's just murder. Murder on a small scale. Finally, folks, I agree with Clint's mother. Get them out. Get them home. That's the way I see it. Friday, October 25th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.